Photo. Sudbury's Health Sciences North, HSN, reported there are still 57 active COVID-19 patients in the hospital, with 5 of them in the intensive care unit for Tuesday, January 18. No new deaths were reported on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, is reporting 94 new COVID-19 cases. There are also 21 active outbreaks in the city. Across Ontario on Thursday, there were 568 COVID patients in intensive care units. The health unit is also reporting there are now 910 active cases that are being monitored locally. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 22 months ago, there have been 8,077 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 7,167 of those cases are now resolved. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 79 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 9 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 6 new cases for the Manitoulin District. The Wequemcong Unceded Territory, WUT, reported an outbreak in that area of Manitoulin Island and said the WUT administrative building will be closed for the rest of this week. Residents can contact the WUI Facebook page for further updates. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 42 new cases linked to outbreaks, 9 new cases associated with close contact of a confirmed case, 2 new cases with no known epidemiological link, 61 cases with information missing, and 20 additional cases that are under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 2,905 total cases, an increase of 34 cases. The next highest number was 1,963 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 12. There were also 1,863 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 14. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 958 cases total, an increase of 15. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 388 cases, an increase of 19. There was no change in the not specified category, which has 0 cases. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 368,881 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 1,166 new tests since Monday's report. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 78% of all people in the PHSD area. No new outbreaks have been reported by the Sudbury Health Unit in the past 24 hours, but there is still an active outbreak at the Sudbury Jail. There are 3 separate outbreaks at the hospital, as well as at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 57 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. 5 of those COVID patients were in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 32 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of the 32 patients was admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. HSN has also reported 13 past positives for COVID-1, patients who no longer have the disease but still require care. One of those 13 patients was in the ICU. There are active COVID-19 outbreaks at the hospital, 4th floor, South Tower, as of Jan.3, and 6th floor, North Tower, as of Jan.8. and 5th floor, South Tower, as of January 14. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 7,086 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. This includes 568 COVID patients in intensive care. Also today, the province reported 37 new COVID-19 deaths.